know, unfortunately, you know, I've got a budget to work to, and I've got to get under that budget, and we're going to lose a few players. George is one that I didn't want to lose, really. You know, he's a great man. He's the type of lad that you wouldn't mind your daughter marrying, to be honest with you, and he's a good athlete and a good. He's got a good attitude towards football, so I didn't particularly want to lose George, but I've got to get under the budget. I've got to get some players out before I can get them in. So we've agreed a fee with Middlesbrough, but I think there'll be a few other clubs coming in and trying to take him as well. He's up there at the moment speaking to him.
What kind of fee have they made an offer for? Is it six figures?
Well, yeah, but I'd rather not say, because I think there'll be a few clubs coming in making us offers as well. So I don't really want them to know what fee we've agreed, for obvious reasons.
Now, obviously, Habib Bey has gone. You know, he's not going to be with the club. There's a chance that maybe George Friend is going to move on now. Have you got maybe a bit more freedom to go out and make additions now?
Yeah, but obviously they're two class players who would could play in League One with their eyes shut. But, you know, unfortunately, like I said, we spent a lot of money with the TV this season, so I've got to somehow get some play. So we've had to do it. I'm just hoping that, you know, the phone don't keep ringing. And if I can keep these points that we've got and add four or five to what we've got, which I'm hoping to do, you know, we should have a good season.
Just to sort of keep on top of things, you've not had any firm inquiries for the other players who've been linked with moves away. Still nothing for the likes of Brian Stock, James O'Connor, players like that?
No, nothing. Tony Mowbray's the first manager to ring me this season, so I'm fingers crossed we don't lose any more. But it's very difficult to stand in, you know, George's way, because he's going to Middlesbrough, a big club. He's probably going to be earning twice as much money, and that's the problem you've got. Even if I didn't want him to go, it'd be hard to stand in his way.
And just finally, I understand that you met with a player this morning. Is that true? And are you expecting to hear an answer whether or not that player will be joining Doncaster Rovers in the next sort of 48 hours?
Well, I'm hoping to. I've got a couple of offers in for some other players as well. So, obviously, you know, we haven't got enough defenders today. We had three 18-year-olds playing at the back today. Tommy Spur had to play centre-back. We have got no centre-backs at the club. And I've got a couple of offers in for players, and I met with one today. So I want to make sure I get the right players for this league that are going to do the job. And then up the other end of the pitch with the players I've already named. And we had another goal scorer to that. We should be well equipped for this league.
Now, Dean, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask, but are you in any sort of situation where you could give us a name on who this player is in particular that you've been speaking to today?
Well, I don't want to name him in case somebody else dives in and nicks him off me. So nobody knows at the moment. I spoke to the player this morning. He's gone away to think about it, and I'll be speaking to his manager later on tonight, and hopefully he'll agree to join us. I knew it was going to be a difficult summer, and it still might be even more difficult if a couple of managers try and steal our players. But, you know, I'm ready for it, and it's a challenge, but I'll get it right in the end. You know, we'll be ready on the start of the season. We'll definitely be ready.
And just to check, is it a loan signing or is it a permanent one?
Well, it'd be a permanent one.
And that would be a free transfer, or are you looking at a fee here?
No, it'll be a free transfer. But, you know, it's not done yet, so I'm hoping he'll join. But, you know, we've lost a few players through the summer. But, you know, obviously I had to wait till people passed. Obviously I was hoping that they were going to leave. If they were going to leave, they were going to leave at the end of May. And then I've got a clear pre-season in front of me. But we're 3 weeks in. I'm not really been able to work on much apart from the lads' fitness. And until I get, you know, the spine of the team right, hopefully by Tuesday we'll have a couple of defenders in the club.